banjo. Rudy heard a noise coming from the old log at the bottom of the garden. It sounds like an animal in trouble, he thought. Rudy squeezed under the fence and pushed his way through the long grass. This part of the garden had been fenced off and left to grow like a wild jungle. There, inside an old log, Rudy saw a puppy curled up and crying like a baby. Its mother has left it, thought Rudy. It's an orphan. A puppy! Rudy looked at the puppy. He had always wanted a dog, but his mom had said, "No way!" Now an idea was flashing through his mind. He knew his mother would make him take the puppy straight to the animal shelter. But here he could make it a safe home. Then he could have the dog he had always wanted. Rudy knew, though, that he couldn't look after a dog himself. He needed help, and his friend Jacob, who lived over the road, would be perfect. The puppy had stopped crying by the time Jacob arrived. Jacob stroked its soft fur, and the puppy sniffed at his hand. "He has a long nose for a dog," said Jacob, "and big feet." Rudy looked around the garden. "No one ever comes here," he said. "We can make a cozy place for him in this old log and take turns bringing him food." "What happens when he grows too big?" asked Jacob.
"Mom will let me keep him then, I bet," said Rudy. "We'll call him Banjo. That's a cool name for a dog."
Rudy and Jacob visited Banjo every day. He always greeted them with a sniff of his wet nose and a lick of his rough tongue. They gave him bones and scraps of meat, and he crunched them in his strong teeth as quickly as a fox crunching eggs. Rudy's mom became suspicious.
"Why are you and Jacob always down in that wild garden?" she asked. "We're spies," said Rudy. "That old log down there is our headquarters. We are doing a very important job. It's top secret. No one else is allowed past that fence."
"Spies have secrets."
"That wild garden is a spy's headquarters?"
One day, when Rudy and Jacob went to see Banjo, he was lying still in the old log.
"He has a thorn in his foot," said Rudy. "His foot is swollen. We'll have to take him into the house."
Then Jacob carried him to the bedroom window and pushed him through to Rudy. Rudy got his mom's tweezers. He pulled out the thorn and washed Banjo's foot with wipes.
"He can't go back to his log," said Rudy. "He'll have to stay the night here."
Rudy made a bed for Banjo on an old blanket in his cupboard. Every time Banjo cried in the night, Rudy washed his foot. The next day, the foot was better and Banjo was frisky again.
"I'm sorry," said Rudy. "You'll have to go back to your log. I can't keep you here."
Luckily, it was Saturday and Rudy's mom was having coffee with a friend. They were too busy talking to notice Rudy and Jacob push a puppy through the window.
"I wish I could keep you."
One day, when Rudy got home from school, his mother said,
"Rudy, a wolf cub came into the house today. It went into your bedroom and curled up in your cupboard."
Rudy felt a fluttering feeling inside him.
as if a bunch of butterflies had landed there. It was Banjo. He knew it. Banjo was a wolf. "What did you do?" he asked slowly.
"The wildlife rescue people came and took it away," said his mom. "They told me they had never seen an orphan cub that had looked after itself so well."
"Oh, yikes! A wolf!"
"It was a really cute wolf cub."
Rudy called Jacob, and they rushed to the old log. Banjo was gone. Only his smell hung in the air like a black cloud. Rudy and Jacob sat on the old log and thought about Banjo.
"He was a wolf all the time," said Rudy. "We never could have kept him."
"He'll be happier back in the wild where he belongs," said Jacob. Rudy and Jacob carved Banjo on the old log. Then they made the jungle garden into a real spy's headquarters. But in the old log, there was always a bone, just in case Banjo should ever come to visit. "We couldn't have kept a wolf cub."
"I can't believe Banjo was a wolf cub,"